Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Packing my house to get ready to move has been so stressful that I broke my number one rule yesterday and drank on a Sunday.
Oh, man. Yeah, I honestly just, I don't ever want to do it again in my life. And I'd like to pull up the dumpster in front of the house, but I just know that it would be nonstop back and forth between me and my wife as we try to get rid of the stuff.
Yeah.
I think it's best if one partner is not home.
My husband and I, we've been tag teaming getting our home to get ready on the market. Nah. And it's stressful. Anytime you have to move, it is incredibly stressful.
Sure.
We don't have a home to move into.
Right.
So it makes it even a little bit more stressful because nothing has come on the market. We've lost a bidding war. Like, it's just, it's been a stressful situation. But we're moving. So even if we're going into a rental community, that's what we're doing. So yeah, the house has got to go on the market. We have 2 weeks until it hits the market, and there's a million things that have to get done. So we've kind of divided the house where I'm doing the packing to declutter, and he's doing all the touching up the paint and the stained floors and the repairs and, like, you know, the holes in the walls from the pictures and all that kind of stuff. And I just need some tips and some help because everywhere I turn, I feel like there is more and more to do. And it seems overwhelming. And then I do the thing, Raven, where I just stand in a room and I just keep turning around.
Yes.
And I keep walking from one room to the other.
Yeah.
But then I realize 30 minutes have gone by and I haven't actually done anything.
Haven't gotten anything done yet.
Yes.
It's one of those things where they say, like, you know, the journey begins with the first step, right?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I mean, we have 100 boxes packed, but every time I look, there's 100 more boxes to go.
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing the amount of stuff that you can, you know, put into a place or whatever. And then there's the stuff that you just, like, forgot about that you brought there from your last home and left in a box. And all that's going to need to be carried out, too. I mean, there's just a lot of stuff everywhere.
Right.
Yeah.
So we asked on our Facebook page, we said, like, what are your tips, your hacks for moving? What did you learn during your move? And Lynn wrote, just moved from New York to Florida. Start packing earlier than you think you need to. I'm on that, Lynn. Don't be shy asking for help before, while, and after moving. This is where your true friends are.
I mean, but I don't trust anybody to pack my stuff.
Well, my mom can come and help me. She hasn't come yet.
Okay.
I'll bother her. My friends have offered. I have good friends. My cousin Angela, because we don't have anywhere to go and we're trying to stage our house to make it look bigger and all that.
Yeah.
Do you know that I asked her, and I was so embarrassed to ask her, and she said yes without hesitation. She has a 2-car garage. She lives 1 mile away from me.
You got half your stuff in there.
We're going to put everything in her garage. Her and her husband are going to park outside their house.
Wow.
For the next 5 to 6 months, so we don't have to pay for storage fees. That is good family right there.
That is nice.
Yeah.
Ah, man, I hope that doesn't go longer than you think, because that stuff has a way of getting a little bit tense after time.
Oh. Natalie, you have any moving hacks for me?
You can get away with moving less stuff if you start throwing your husband's stuff to Goodwill when he's not looking.
I'm doing this. So I am clearing out our house as we go, and 90% of the stuff is coming from my husband's closets. So my husband's a finance guy, and, you know, I feel like all finance guys look exactly the same. Button-down shirt, khaki pants, right?
Okay.
Every time it's a birthday, a holiday, anything, he asks for more button-down shirts. The man has, without exaggeration, 140 button-down shirts. I have been throwing them away and donating them to Goodwill 10 to 15 at a time. He doesn't even realize
it. He doesn't know.
Has no idea. I went into my daughter's closet to start packing up her closet.
Found more of his shirts.
More
there.
Shirts.
Yeah.
More shirts that look exactly all the same. They all look the same.
Yeah, yeah. Well, is it just the shirts you're getting rid of his, or are you getting rid of other stuff?
Well, it's a lot of things, but the shirts are number one. It's amazing. And no matter how many I throw away, it's like they regenerate.
Right.
Like, they just keep, like, there's just more every time I open that drawer.
I mean, if they're the same color, how do you even decipher one from the other?
Do you have any moving hacks or moving tips, or what did you learn during your move? 1-800-330-9999. It is parade season. St. Patrick's Day is coming up, and this Saturday is Milford St. Patrick's Day Parade. Michael McCabe. Michael, what is going to be going on this weekend that we can look forward to?
Well, you know, the Milford St. Patrick's Parade, it's really the first rite of spring here in Milford when everybody gets out from the snow and the ice and the cold, gather together downtown, and just celebrate all things Irish.
Michael, I'm pumped. It's going to be me and Kevin there. I plan on eating. What will I see? Who can I spend time with during the parade? What's it going to be like?
Well, you know, you could stop by one of our sponsors, Colony Pizza. They have a corned beef pizza just for this season, which is delicious.
Michael, I have it every single year. It's part of my, like, annual routine. I can't wait to get my mouth on that. I love it.
Yes, it's terrific. And, of course, we have our bands, our high school bands. We have our pipe bands. And then our new sponsor this year, also Dockside Brewery, is coming in with a float. We actually have a float competition this year. So we've got about a good half dozen floats that we're going to judge and give out prizes. Of course, we just want to see a lot of smiles on everybody's faces after a long winter.
Float competition, huh? I hadn't thought of that before, Anna. This thing could get crazy.
Well, the Milford Parade is always one of my favorites because it's the happiest people. Like, lining the route, like, everybody's always in a good mood. All the kids are always dancing. They're getting up. They've got all their green on. It's a good time. It's just like an overall feel-good family event.
Yes, it's very. We're very focused on the family-friendly aspect of this parade, and of course, there's a lot of kids marching, a lot of schools and scouts and ball teams and whatnot, and of course, all their family and friends are out there watching them march. So it's a terrific day to celebrate the Irish Americans that live in Milford, as well as those who want to be Irish.
Michael, you know, it is a busy day with, you know, a bunch of moving parts. And as you said, it sounds like it's a little bit bigger this year. What's the stuff that we need to know, like as far as parking, step off, those type of instructions?
Okay, well, obviously it's this coming Saturday. We step off at 1 o'clock. Parking restrictions in downtown Milford go into effect starting at 11 o'clock, so you can't park on the roads, obviously. There's going to be parking available at the Milford Library, the Harborside Middle School, and the Senior Center. And, of course, we encourage people from out of town, if they're coming in from out of town, take the train. The train station's right there, and you can walk a few steps to the parade route. So it's our normal parade route starting up by Parsons, Wasson Field, and moving our way down to the Milford Green.
I'm going to start ironing all my green, Anna.
Yes. Step off is at 1 o'clock this Saturday. Go check it out. Michael McCabe, it's the Milford St. Patrick's Day Parade. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.